This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. The Ministry of Home Affairs has announced the extension of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, for another 6 months in parts of Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland starting tomorrow. In Arunachal Pradesh, AFSPA applies to Tirap, Changlang and Longding districts and certain areas in Namsai district. In Manipur, AFSPA will continue in all districts except for those under the jurisdiction of 13 police stations in 5 districts, Imphal West, Imphal East, Thaubal, Bishnupur and Kakching. The state has been grappling with ethnic violence since May 2023. The law has been extended in 8 districts of Nagaland and parts of 5 others. Governor K.T. Parnaik held the maiden episode of the cultural presentation and titled Arunachal Pradesh Sanskriti Parampara or Kala Tyohar at Rajbhavan Itanagar yesterday. The Tyohar has been conceptualized by the governor to celebrate the state's rich and cultural heritage. Speaking on the occasion, the governor reaffirmed Rajbhavan's commitment to promoting local artists and cultural groups through initiatives under the Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat program. Troops representing various tribes including Monpa, Adi, Puroik, Wancho and Nishi participated in the event showcasing the vibrant traditions of the state. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main said, as Team Arunachal, we remain committed to driving positive change through impactful welfare projects. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of reform, perform and transform, we are dedicated to creating a cleaner, healthier and more prosperous future for the people of our state. The DCM said this while inaugurating the septage management and treatment plant for the cluster towns of Namsai, Chongkham, Tezu, Roing and rural areas of the urban peripheries at Chongkham today. Main, in a social media post, informed that this project, funded under the budget announcement of 2021-22, marks an important milestone in improving sanitation and public health in our region. This plant, covering Namsai, Chongkham, Roing and Tezu, will support the national sanitation goals, he added. Meen commended the Department of Urban Affairs, Namsai Division and MS Ace Alliance Private Limited for their hard work in bringing the project to reality. He also appreciated the villagers of Alubari, Naupotia and the landowners for their cooperation and generosity. In a significant initiative to promote legal awareness, Judge Supreme Court of India, Justice B.R. Gawai along with Justice V. Vishnoi and Justice Ujjal Bhuyan visited Manjushri Vidyapith Tawang yesterday to attend a legal awareness camp. This camp was organized by the Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Services Authority in collaboration with the National Legal Services Authority. Addressing the gathering, Justice B.R. Gawai expressed his appreciation for the humanitarian services being rendered by Manjushri Vidyapith. Interacting with the students, he emphasized their crucial role in nation building and encouraged them to carry forward the institution's noble mission. The 6-day trekking program on the Freedom Trail, retracing the route taken by His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama in 1959, commenced from Kenzamani Jemitang this afternoon. The trekking event will conclude at Pungteng Tawang on the 5th of April, commemorating the day when His Holiness the Dalai Lama arrived in Tawang in 1959. A total of 300 participants joined today's first day of the trekking program, which included GBs, BRI members, jawans from border guarding forces, monks and tourists. The event is being organized by the District Administration Tawang under the initiative of DC Tawang. The Wildlife Trust of India, in partnership with Garung Thuk NGO, initiated a 3-day naturalist training program with local homestay owners, naturalists and youths from the Sherthukpen community in Shergao. The workshop is a part of WTI's Forgotten Cats of Shergao project, supported by the Royal Enfield Social Mission and Felis, held from March 26 to 28 last. The workshop aims to equip participants with the skills to identify and document the regional biodiversity, understanding potential ecotourism models and develop strategies to promoting sustainable tourism and link it to the local economy. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.